כמובן תשבוגו מתייש בבעל. רבי עקיבא עולה בשולם ויורד בשולם. ועולה וקושב אומר, משכני אחריך נרוצה. Rabbi Akiva was the only one who went in to the paradise and came out okay. After Rabbi Akiva, Bikshu Malachi Ashoris Adolfo, even Rabbi Akiva, the Malachim wanted to push him out. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anichu V'zokin Zeh Sh'roi L'Ishtamish V'Klovi. You know, he knows how to handle the perception of my covet. Problem with the other ones was that they distorted their perception of the Rabbanu Shalom. They took it too literally or whatever, it became like Akhir became an Apikoros, so two Rishuyos, compared the Metatron to the Rabbanu Shalom. And, or the other ones, the Klal, went crazy because they couldn't have the right perception of the Rabbanu Shalom, or they died. They came to such an understanding, they couldn't remain in this world anymore. My Dorash Rashi, Mehechan Havin Mokum Ashkina, Shinizer Shalo Heitzicha. First Shat Rashi says is, how did Rabbi Akiva know how to be careful not to look improperly at the Shina, meaning not to perceive it in a improper way? Inami, another Shat, what did my Dorash? Shalo Tok, Moshe To Acher. He didn't make the same mistake that Acher made, that he, what's it called, the maid Metatron, equal to the Rabbanu Shalom. Omer Rabba Vavarchana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, he learned from the following passage, the Osa Merivvos Kodesh, Osi Berivvava Shalom. Right? So either the idea is that Rabbi Akiva understood that you can't understand the Rabbanu Shalom directly, but you can only understand him by Marshall. There is an Os in his Rabbav, by understanding the Malachim or whatever, you can come in an indirect way to understand what the Rabbanu Shalom is not, at least. Or, the pshat is, the Osir Vos Kodesh, that he knew that the most he could understand was the River Vos Kodesh, the Malachim, and not the Rabbanu Shalom himself. Rabbo Amar, Dogul Mirvava, Dugmahu Birvava Shalom. You can understand the Rabbanu Shalom from the Malachim, the perception that we can possibly have, only as a dogma, only as a marshal, but not as in its actuality. Reish Lakish Omar, Hashem Tzvako Shemo, Adon Hu B'Tzava Shalom. You can understand the Rabbanu Shalom from the Tzva HaShemai. In other words, his relationship to his creations, and the highest relationship is with the Malachim. But more than that, you can't understand. Reb Chia Bar Abba Om Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Beruach Hashem, V'yachar ruach rash, lo barash Hashem, v'yachar harash eish, lo ba'esh Hashem, v'yachar ha'esh, kol demo medako. V'hineh Hashem over. Right, by Eliyahu, says that there was a wind, and then there was an earthquake, and then there was fire, and after the fire was a still small voice. And that's where the Shekhinah was. In other words, basically what the chat over here is, you can know where the Rabbanu Shalom's not. He's not Baruach, and he's not, you can't know what he is, but you can know what he's not, at least. Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Dvar Nemru B'Shedim, and Shloshik Malachi Ashoros, Ashoris, and Shloshik Ne'orim. Six things were said in describing Shedim. Three of them are like Malachim, and in three ways they're like Bnei Adam. And what this has to do with our sugya is that it's going to mention what they said they heard from Achri HaPargot. We're going to mention that idea again. Shloshik Malachi Ashoris, Yeshvan Kinofayim, Kamalachi Ashoris, Shedim have wings like Malachi Ashoris, and they can fly from one end of the world to the other. And Marshaw says they can live anywhere, even if it's not inhabitable by human beings, from one end of the world to the other. The Yodim Marshaw says Dios Kamakas, and they know what the future is. Marshaw says Yodim Shalom, they know the future. Now the Shomi Miachori Apargo Kamalachi Ashores. They hear from behind the curtain what very closely future things are going to be, and that's what they know. We've explained always the idea is that before something happens in this world, it's set into motion already through spiritual forces in the heavens. So they know, and the Malachim are used as those spiritual forces. So the Malachim know what's been set into motion, and the Shevim also are privy to see what things have been set into motion, so they know what's going to be in the immediate future. Ushlosha k'nei adam, the three ways are like people. Ochle v'sholsim k'nei adam, they eat and drink like people. Parin v'ravim k'nei adam, they reproduce like people. Umesim, they die k'nei adam. Okay, Rashi. So Shevim are, what's it called, quasi-physical spiritual beings. They're like angels, they're like people in certain ways. Some say that Shevim don't exist anymore. They were killed out. What's it called? They don't. At some point, say the Rambam held that they didn't exist anymore. All the things that the Gemara speaks about Shevim, the Rambam doesn't bring down those halachas. Not Legabi Shevim, at least. Dugma Rashi, Dover Heker Haomid Ledugma Laharosa, Lomer Kazea Seli. An example, something that's used for an example. The Ainzel Dover Anikr, Afkan Mekomo Nikr. To use something example, it's something that you can see, so we have things that we can perceive that we use an example to the Rabban Shalom, but they're not mamish perception of the Rabban Shalom. Shisha Dvar Nemrub Ne Odom. Six things were said to describe people. Three ways were like malachim. Shloshik abeim. Three ways were like animals. Shloshik malachim asharis. Ishlan das malachim asharis. We have intellect like malachim. Umahalchim bekomus gufu. We walk upright, not like animals. Kemalachim asharis. Umesaprim beloshon hakodesh. And we speak like we can speak even in loshon hakodesh, but any language. We have language, intellect, and we stand upright. Shloshik of him, in three ways people are like animals. Oakland the Shelsinger, we eat like an animal. Uparin the Robin Kabahema, we reproduce like animals. And Mulchin Rei Kabahema, and we, have a system of getting rid of the refuse like animals. And Malachim don't have those things. We call him a Spakel Bedalad Varim Rossi Lo Shalobola Olam. Person, looks too much, considers too much the following four things, better he shouldn't have come into this world. So Bishlam Mala 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 Mata Mala Author Lachim. What was above and below and behind, I understand, you're not supposed to perceive those things. Can't perceive them, and therefore you're not supposed to dwell on them. What's the difference of knowing what was before the world? Whatever happened, happened. Why can't you know what happened before the world? Build me a big palace on a dung heap, on a trash heap. They did it. He doesn't want people to remember that there was a dung heap there before. Meaning that since we can't really perceive nothingness, the Rebbe created the world from nothing. And nothing is beyond our comprehension, so it's like the trash heap. It's not covered for the Rebbe Shem for us to distort what was before the world, since we have no perception in it. Rashi umalamata v'hari omar umach mitachas roos olam v'im shoal misovlan lochasa kol kono. What umalamata means? What holds up the whole world? And since it says Kibiyachol, the Rebbe Shem holds it up, and you can't perceive that, you're dealing disrespectfully with the Rebbe Shem by making perceptions of things that you really can't understand. Okay, right. Kol shelo chosal kvod kono rossi lo shelo b'olam. Anyone who isn't careful with the honor of the Rebbe Shem, doesn't have mercy on the honor of the Rebbe, meaning he's not careful with it, so better he shouldn't come into the world. Mahi, what is that kvod kono? The Baal Zum is stakel bekeshes. If you dwell too much looking intently at the rainbow, because the rainbow is a symbol of the Shechina, and it means that you're looking irreverently at something that represents the Shechina. But you look at the rainbow because you have to make a bracha. You have to look at it. Look, mishtakel means to dwell on it, to look at it and concentrate on it for a while. The Yosef Omer Zeha over Avera B'Seisa. Person who sins in private thinking that nobody sees him, but he doesn't realize the Rebbe Shem sees him. Doesn't care. Mistakel B'Keshes, the thief, Kemara Keshes Hashia Bo'onim B'Yom HaGeshem, Kemara Noga Sovivu Marad Mus Kvod Hashem. The rainbow in some way is a symbol of Kvod Hashem. The Yosef Omer Zeha over Avera B'Seisa, could be Yitzchak. Domer of Yitzchak, kol over avera b'seisa, kilu dochik ragli ashkina, shenemar, kol amar Hashem ha-shamayim kisi, v'horetz ha-dom raglai. Right, so if you don't, you do an avera in secret, and you think the Rabban Shem's not watching, it's like you're pushing away God's feet, because his feet are here on the earth, and you think he's not here, doesn't see you. Eini v'omer b'loy ha-zokin, imroa oven shitzom esgabra lov, yelich v'mokom shem ha-kir, and also v'yilba shchorim v'yat, yisatev shchorim v'yasam ha-shalib ol-chafetz. Person sees that he can't control his Yetzirah, so he should go to a place, get dressed in black, and go to a place where nobody knows him and do the Aver. So some learn that it means Kipshuto, that they're not Hanami. If you see you can't control the Yetzirah, that better to do the Aver of the Seser, not Nikachul Lashem. Right? Others say it doesn't mean Chas Hashem, that you got a Heter to do the Aver. What it means is that by doing all of this, you won't do the Aver. Right? You'll do what your heart really wants to do, because you'll be machnia all the external things, like wearing black and going to some place where nobody knows you. You end up not doing the avera. The truth is, both are true. That lechatchila, a person should try to control his yetzer. He sees that he can't. He should try this thing, like wearing the black, going to the place. But even b'di'evet, if in the end he does the avera, it's better that he does it not with the chilul Hashem in private than with the chilul Hashem. So one is lechatchila, use this as a means to not do the avera, and if b'di'evet it doesn't work, at least you don't want mechal shem shamayim. Rashi, layit alei moreh lo gashin vaki kiilu dochik ragli ashina omer belibo ein ashina kan k'siv aretz hadam ragli. You do an avera secretly. You're as if you're saying God doesn't see. Shin is not here, right? Because you're only concerned about people seeing. The mokum shem akir also ain't daito gasolav. A place like that, if you're important, people know you. It makes you feel haughty, and that helps you do the avera. If you go to a place where nobody knows you, you feel small. The shem yeko kolach yisrael, the yitzhar will be diminished. The galim yechta, and even if he sins, ain't no nosin leid l'fishenu choshu beinayim. And that's why when you get dressed in black and you go incognito, so it makes less of the chilul Hashem. Samara says, so you see over here, better to do an avera b'seiser than to do it publicly. And here it says, if you do an avera b'seiser, it's not chos al kol kolam. Samara says, if you can control your yetzahara, right, and you choose to do the avera in private, right, rather than doing it in public, but you could have stopped it altogether, but doing it in private is what makes you be able to do it, then it's what's it called, you're not chosal kvod kolno. It's like you don't believe the Rabban Shem's there. Hadalo mochi kaiplish, but if you can't control your Yetzirah, and the thing is, I'm going to do it anyway, the shaila, should I do it publicly or do it privately, then to avoid the chilul Hashem, better do it privately. Torah Shav Yehuda v'Rabbi Nachmeni metur gemoni d'Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachmani was the maturgim of Rish Lakish, and he said the following drasha: Kol amistakel begimul dvarim ein of chaos. Person who dwells, right, looks intently at three things, his eyesight gets weak. The keshes, if you look at the rainbow, the nasi, what's it called, the anasi, ube kohanim, and the kohanim when they're making birkas kohanim. The keshes, the siv kemara kesashir ba'amen, it's like you're looking at the shchina. And therefore, it's rotsu that you shouldn't come into the world, like we said before, because you don't have covet for the Rabban Shem, and therefore, it's like you're dead. And a person's eyesight gets diminished, it's like he died, because a summa is like a dead person, says the Marsha. So these three things, your eyesight gets bad, because it's a qualitative death. On the Nasi, on the Melech, there's the Shechina is around the Melech. Right? Even though it says Melech beYofyo sechazenoinech, again, that means you can look at him. You can't glance, you can glance at him, but you can't look intently and gaze intently at him. The main thing of looking at the Kohanim is in time of the Beis HaMikdash. Show you Omdim al Duchanim Mevorchim al Yisrael B'Shem HaMeforish. And then the Shechina was there on the over their hands, looking at them directly. Was like looking at the Shechina, and it was irreverent. Tosfos brings down that Bizman Azer is also an Indian not to look at the Kohanim for a different reason, because of Hesach Hadash. that you shouldn't take your mind off the bracha. You shouldn't get carried away with looking at the Kohen and forget the bracha they're making. It's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim to hear the bracha and answer amen, to makabel the bracha. You get a bracha by listening to the bracha and being makabel it. And if you don't listen to the bracha, you don't hear it, what's it called, your mind is wandering, then you're not fulfilling your mitzvah and you're not getting the bracha. Rashi, Hochad lo motzi kaif leli yitzrei, the motzi kaif leli yitzrei, u boteyash al shehu nechba b'seisu kilu doche chorglayim. If you could stop Yetzirah, but you don't because you feel secure in the fact that you're doing it secretly, that's dochek ragli ashtina. Hechad lo motzi kaif leli yitzrei, tov lo b'tzina b'vesh, if you're going to do the avera anyway, better do it in private. I don't believe the bear, don't rely on the oluf, on the important one. If Yetzirah will try to fool you and tell you you can do a sin, and don't worry, the Rebbeinu he's a merciful God, he'll forgive you. Al tamin, don't believe him. Al tamin shenemer al tamin bara. The ain ra le yitzer hara. Shenemer ki yitzer leiv ha'adam ra. The ain oluf el hakadosh baruch hu. Shenemer oluf ne'urei ato. So don't believe the ra. Don't believe the yitzer hara. If he tells you the oluf will forgive you, right, do that ve'ira, there's not going to be any result. There'll be an effect. Shema tomer mi emeyadis. If you'll say nobody sees me, who's gonna know that I did the aveira? Avnei beso, the koros beso shalom hei me'idin bo. Person doesn't have aver, it leaves an impression. And the stones of his house, right, and the wood in his house will be made if he does the aver privately in his own house. Shenemer ki evin mikir tizak ukfis me'etzi anena. Right? V'chachomim omim mishmosa shalotam idabo. The neshama will be made. Shenemer mishichvas chekecha shomer psach pischei picha. Be careful from the one that dwells within you, meaning the neshama. Ezeil dover sheshocheves b'cheiko shalom, have you omers zil neshama. Rebzrika omer shnei malachi ashoris, ha-malavin also, hein me'idin bo. Shnemra ki malacha v'tzavelach v'shmorcha b'chol d'rachecha. The malachim, and the Mefarshim explained, these all going on different kinds of averas. Averas a person did with his property will be made, used it improperly, right? Things that you did with your das, so your neshama will be made. Things that you did with b'maisa, the malachim who accompany you will be made. So everywhere that every kind of avera you could do, something's covered that's aware of what you're doing. Shenemer ki malachim yitzavel loch ishmor b'chol d'rechecho. V'chachamim omrim eivorim shel adam idem bo. Your own body will be made. And here again, for averas that you do with your body. Shenemer v'atem eidai num Hashem v'ani keo. Rashi. Al taminu bara ha'omer l'chate. Don't believe the Yetzer Hara. If he tells you to sin, the al tiftichu ba'olif lomar shiimchon. Don't trust that the Rebbeinu Shem will forgive you, right, just like this. It's like what the Gemara says, kol ha'omer ha'kadosh baruch hu vatron yivashru me'oi. The person says that the Rebbeinu Shem is just overlooks everything, then that your insight should be overlooked. You wouldn't say that about eating poison, right? Okay, I'll drink the poison, and the Rebbeinu Shem will overlook it. Everything will be okay. Right? So a person who says that if you sin, there's not going to be any repercussions, right? Then his insight should be forgotten because he could do whatever he wants, and he thinks there won't be any repercussions physically either. Kfis, chaticha seitz. Kfis is a piece of wood. Kamo kfisim b'vabasa. They used to put pieces of wood to level out the walls, the stone, the spaces between the bricks. Atem eidai, who made be'atzmo. Person gives testimony against himself. B'chol avon she'ochiach l'fonav. The Rebbeinu Shem is going to be mochiachim, and he'll be the witness against himself.